Easter na Robio Must Die. Wiecie, jest nas Adam Freight Time. Adam, hello, how are you?
Well, I'm great, thank you, and you?
Great. It's exciting to have you with us tonight, talking about Romeo Must Die this time. And here comes the first question. What exactly happened to Stamping Ground?
With Stamping Ground, we were together for 11 years. We achieved more than we ever dreamed of achieving as an independent band. And it came to a point where we had achieved what we wanted to do. Some of the guys in the band were a little bit older and wanted to settle down and have families. Myself and Ben, who played bass, didn't want to do that. We wanted to carry on touring. So my first instinct was to get different musicians and carry on the Stamping Ground. But then I thought, you know, I hate it when my favourite bands do that. Why not just get a new band and have something fresh?
Първият въпрос към Адам логично беше какво всъщност се случи с Stamping Ground. Той каза, бяхме заедно в продължение на цели 11 години и всъщност постигнахме повече, отколкото изобщо бяхме очаквали като независима група. В един момент бяхме постигнали всичко, към което се бяхме стремили, и някои от групата бяха станали малко по-старички. Искаха да се остаровят в живота, да си направят семейства и така нататък. А аз и басистът ни Бен обаче не искахме така. Искахме да продължим да правим турнета и концерти. Първоначално смятахме да продължим Stamping Ground, просто да привлечем нови музиканти. Обаче си дадох сметка, че винаги съм мразил, когато някои от любимите ми групи постъпват така, и затова решихме, за да е по-свежо, да направим нова група. Да, сега логично ще го накараме да представи другите музиканти в групата. Okay, so logical next question. Could you please tell us more about the other guys in the band today?
Yep, there is obviously me, and Ben plays bass. And then we have three young guys who are very hungry, you know, eager to tour, and great riff writers. So the songs are coming along fast and easy. We recorded the first EP earlier on in the year, which is called Defined by Enemies, and that should be out. In England, it is coming out on the 17th of March. I've yet to sort out an international release for it, but it is available on the internet and things like that.
Окей, колко много неща казаш, ще се опитам да ги предам набързо. И така, всъщност, Romeo Must Die, това са той Адам, който пее, Бен свири на бас. Освен тях, в групата са още трима младежи, както каза Адам, му свире пели от глад да тръгнат на турне. И главите им са пълни с рифове. Написахме песните бързо и наскоро записахме едно EP. Това, което всъщност ние държим тук в ръцете си, тук в студиото на Радио Тангра Мегарок, и от което ви пускаме парчета. Казва се Defined by Enemies. В Англия то ще излезе на 17 март. В момента се уточнява кой ще го разпространява в Европа и в останалия свят. Но може вече да се намери чрез интернет. Please tell us about your gigs.
We've just been doing some tours in England with one band, Evil, one band, Silosis, and another band called Sanctity. And also a Dutch band called Textures, who are good. We've been getting great reactions, and it's been going great. The most exciting thing for us, though, is obviously to be able to come over to Bulgaria and Romania and Greece like that. It's a real adventure, you know, for the guys from England. And with Stamping Ground, that kind of part of the world was always our favourite, you know.
Аха. До този момент те, Romeo Must Die, са правили концерти заедно с Evil, с Sanctity. Спомена и една холандска група, но не и чух добре името. За нас е много вълнуващо, обаче, да свирим във вашата част на света, Румъния, България, Гърция и така нататък. За нас, Stamping Ground на времето, това беше любимата част на света.
You know what? I mean, okay, you started a new adventure, Romeo Must Die, but you will never, or probably not very soon, will be able to escape from saying that these are two guys of Stamping Ground. I mean, well, does it bother you?
That is a good thing for us. No, for me, I'm very, very proud of everything we did with Stamping Ground. It's not like you have this band, Devil Driver, with the guy, who used to be in Cold Chamber. And yep. Devil Driver is a great band, but I imagine he kind of must feel embarrassed about Cold Chamber, you know, because they sucked. And obviously he wants to get away from that. But for me, you know, I'm very proud of everything we did with Stamping Ground. There's nothing I would change about it. So for me, no, if people recognize us for something that we did, you know, we did it. So that's great.
Попитахме Адам дали всъщност си дава сметка, че колкото и яки да са Ромео Must Die, те никога няма да могат да избягат от определението. Тук свират двама пичове от съществуващите на времето Stamping Ground. Дали това го притеснява? Той каза не в никакъв случай, защото аз съм много горд от всичко, което постигнахме с Stamping Ground. Няма нещо, за което да кажа, че се е получило така, както аз не съм искал. Например, Дез от Cold Chamber, след като направи Devil Driver. Вероятно, не би искал да свързват името му с Cold Chamber, защото Devil Driver е готина и яка група. Cold Chamber не бяха, но при нас случаят не е такъв. Много се радвам, че хората ще ни разпознават и че оценяват това, което направихме с Stamping Ground.
Yeah, you're right. I mean, Stamping Ground was a great band, but okay, you have some new members. But basically, the core of the band is the same. It's Ben and you. And besides the new members and the new moniker of the band, musically speaking, what is different from your point of view in Romeo Must Die?
The main factor is that the two of the guys in Stamping Ground, Ian and Mobs, they were from the early 80s punk scene. So a lot of their influence was that. And obviously the early Stamping Ground releases were a lot more hardcore based, with just a bit of metal thrown in. Towards the end, it kind of changed around, you know, the roles reversed. I'm younger, I'm a metal kid, you know, I grew up on Metallica and Pantera. So for me, obviously those are my influences. Romeo Must Die, the main riff writers are younger, they're like 20, 21. So it's the influences that are different mainly. And we have also, Stamping Ground was 100% about the live setting. We used to write songs for a reaction. What we've done with Romeo Must Die, we do that to an extent, but I also want it to be something that you can listen to at home. A song that is interesting for you to listen to it on a CD at home that will not get boring, you know? Mm-hmm. Another dimension to the music, I guess.
Yeah. Много интересен въпрос. Добре, де, те са двама от Stamping Ground. Сега с нови младежи. Групата има ново име, но всъщност как би могъл той самият да определи разликата между двете групи, старите Stamping Ground и новата Romeo Must Die от музикална гледна точка? Адам каза, там е работата, че Иън Гласпър и Мобз Моубрей, двама от членовете ни в Stamping Ground, те идват от британските панкарски среди от началото на 80-те. Стари панкари. Докато аз, всъщност винаги съм бил по Metal Pitch. Израснах с Металика и с Пантера. И ако Stamping Ground бяха по-хардкор, тук е моментът да направим и другата разлика. Stamping Ground беше музика създадена за изпълнение на живо, за да предизвиква веднага реакцията на публиката през серата. Докато ми се искаше парчетата на Romeo Must Die да стават и такива, че да можеш да си ги слушаш вкъщи. По-композирани парчета.
Yeah, but at the same time, listening to Defined by Enemies, I can't say that it's that trashy if you compare it to Evil or Sanctity, as you mentioned.
I agree.
I mean, because thrash metal obviously is going to a kind of a new strong ears, kind of revival. Yeah, you mentioned basically one of the biggest thrash metals in history, Metallica, and Pantera were thrashy in a way. But I mean, you're still close. Romeo Must Die is in a way closer to what Stamping Ground were doing than to Evil. But I mean, it is on a purpose.
Not to diss any of the bands. I like all those bands that we've just mentioned, like Evil and Fantasy and stuff.
Me too, yeah.
For me, retro is the dumbest thing to ever. Why go back to something that has been done, you know? The 80s were the time when thrash was new and exciting. I think you always have to try and put a new spin on a kind of music, and that is what we are trying to do. And that is what we were trying to do with Stamping Ground. So we are still forging ahead in that direction, you know? I want to play good metal, you know, of a thrash type, but I don't want us to sound like an 80s band. That was a long time ago, you know. Even though I love those bands, I think you have to push forward and try and establish your own sound as a band.
Yeah, I completely agree with you, and there is no point of starting a new band with that vibe, especially having in mind that most of these old farts are back. Farts with a good touch, because we have new albums by Death Angel, by Exodus.
Yeah,
so,
and to, you know, from my point of view, if Romeo Must Die was about to try and make an album that sounded like Exodus, if I was a kid in a and I was going to go to a concert, I'd go and see the real thing. I'd go and see Exodus, you know. I want people to come and see Romeo Must Die because they want to see us play our music, not a weak version of a scene that was around 20 years ago, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Go and see those bands for that. Go and see Slayer. Got Megadeth, new album. You know, it's awesome. We don't want to compete with those bands. It's a different... We're trying to do something contemporary.
Отново стана дълго, така че отново на кратко. Очевидно е, че така както говореше за това, че Metal Pitch може да се каже, а и Адам го призна, че Romeo Must Die, всъщност, въпреки това, което си говорим, повече се приближават до Stamping Ground, много повече, отколкото до нещата на Evil и Sanctity, за които говореше той, така нареченото завръщане на траша. Адам каза, всъщност е точно така, без да искам да кажа нищо лошо. Наистина нищо лошо нито за Evil, нито за Sanctity, защото аз страшно ги харесвам. Аз не виждам смисъл ние да правим такава ретро музика, защото тя е направена. Ето Exodus се завръщат и аз ако искам Exodus, ще отида на концерт на Exodus, а няма да отида да гледам някоя млада група, която се опитва да свири като тях. Ходих да гледам Slayer. Новият албум на Megadeth е просто невероятен. Ние не искаме да се сравняваме с това. Ние не искаме да се състезаваме с тях. Искаме да създадем нещо ново, нещо съвременно.
Well, a very stupid question, but still. Romeo Must Die because of the movie or because of your own particular personal reasons?
I obviously knew there was, I was aware there was a movie called Romeo Must Die, but I hate kung fu films. And I've never seen it, so it's not for that reason. For me, it's the reason... If you look around society today, you know, everybody's so obsessed with image and with this, like, celebrity culture and the vanity thing. And so, to me, the whole thing, you know, I don't understand it. It is what everyone is into.
Mm-hmm.
So, I wanted to have, like, a character that was once that way, and which is the Romeo, that's totally detaches himself from everything that culture has to offer. One of the things that I always wished we had in Stamping Ground was we never had a real strong like character or logo or something like that, you know. You know, like Iron Maiden have Eddie or Megadeth have Rattlehead. And I know it is cheesy and metal, but the same thing, I love that kind of stuff, you know. So I really want a character that we could bring to life in artwork and things like this and on T-shirts, you know. So that's the main thing I wanted a name, is that, so that we could really push the character. And when we have an artist work for us, you know, they have a real good idea of what to go for. So that's the main reason, you know.
Why didn't you choose Juliet?
Doesn't sound cool. maybe I do a side project.
Because basically Romeo Must Die could be transferred into Love Sucks either way.
It could be that also, yeah. Which yeah. That works for me too.
Yeah, you're not a family man, exactly.
Well, I kind of am, you know. I'm very happy. I got married last year. I'm very happy in that, but I'm not like a family type of guy, you know.
Yeah.
I have a wife who I go out and we get drunk together. We don't like, you know.
Romeo Must Die, името на групата. Ромео трябва да умре, евентуално би могло да се преведе синонимно и като любовта за нищо не става. Но всъщност това беше мое предложение, което освен всичко беше добре прието от Адам, който миналата година се оженил обаче, но не е този тип семейство, което се събира на Коледа и така нататък. С жена си те обичат да се черпят, да се напиват и да излизат заедно. А иначе, откъде идва името? Не от филма, въпреки че, както каза Адам, аз естествено знаех, че този филм съществува, но винаги съм мразил страшно много филмите с кунг-фу. По-скоро, Ромео е нещо като образ на човек, който тотално се откъсна от действителността, а всички знаем каква е съвременната действителност. Изцяло насочена към външните ефекти, към славата, към успеха и така нататък. А не на последно място, винаги много съм искал да имаме някакъв такъв тип характер, образ, който да може да се вкарва в логото, в целия артворк на албумите. С Stamping Ground нямахме нищо такова. Maiden имаха Eddie. И ето, намерихме Ромео, а освен това и достатъчно интересни хора, които да се грижат за тази графичност при нас. А пък, Juliet Must Die, така ли да че звучи доста тъпо. Juliet Sucks.
Okay, mate, it was a brief one. More when you come down to my city.
Fantastic, mate.
Okay, ciao, okay. Bye-bye.
Cheerio, bye.